Okay, so you've decided that you need to find someone and you want to put it out to market, but you decide that you don't want to do it yourself. What are you going to do? Using a recruitment or a search agency is one way, of course, to go about looking for your next employer, but there are a few things that you need to look for before you put on one of those agents to help you out. And we're going to go through five of the main points to look at. Now, be careful, of course, because there are thousands and thousands of recruitment agencies around Australia and around the world. So the first thing I will say above everything else is do your homework. It's know exactly the kind of person, the kind of agency that you're dealing with, firstly, before you even think about giving them a job brief. Important things to consider or to look for when it comes to a recruitment agent. Firstly, do they engage with you fully? And that is, do they act like a business partner with you? The best recruiters do that. Their efforts to understand how your business operates, what are the successful elements within it, what kind of people you have, what kind of workplace environment and workplace culture you have, and how successful your business is based on its people will show that that recruiter knows what they're doing. In all cases, the agent that you're looking to deal with must show genuine interest in your business and your hiring needs. And typically, the best recruiters in these kind of situations, your best interests, they're talking to you or you're talking to them. They need to be an advocate for you in the market. When they are out there searching for candidates, they want to make sure that they know everything about your business. That's what the best agents do. So if you've got someone like that working for you, it's a really good start. Okay, second of all, do they offer a timely commitment? And that is quite simply, are they going to let you know at various points how they're traveling and what their plan of attendance is? How are they going to complete your requirement? What sort of time frame are they going to put on it together that looks like, say, first put a job ad on the job board, start contacting networks, database. Second step, phone interviews completed. Third step, face-to-face and import list to you as the business holder. Fifth step, arranging the internal interviews with yourself or the hiring managers. The sixth step, reference checking and police record checks if needed, as well as any other checks that may be required as part of the role. And lastly, confirmation of placement, starting details, and negotiations. That will give you a pretty clear idea what they're going to do for you. An agent that doesn't offer that and says, we'll get back to you when we find someone, you may want to think again. Sometimes, though, you might have to be proactive in this case. Give me a time frame on how you're going to do it and stick to it. Let them know that you want them to work in that timely, efficient manner. Okay, third point. How much are you going to pay? And to some, this is the most critical, forget everything, number one reason not to bring in a recruitment agency. Depending on the size of your business, agencies can really charge a premium. And we're talking anywhere, between, say, 15 to 25% of the annual salary plus. I've seen examples of it more than 25%. So you need to actually, first of all, understand what their fee structure is. And then do they justify the fee that they're charging? If you feel that the justification isn't there for those rates, as a business owner, you have the power to bargain to a lower rate. Now, don't forget, most recruitment agents are salespeople. And they want the best deal for their organization. but so do you. If you can come to an agreement on a lower rate, then you are going to go a very long way to establishing a mutually beneficial arrangement moving forward. And I can tell you, some of the smaller agencies will be a lot more inclined to do that than some of the larger ones that have more entrenched hiring fee structures. Again, shop around. Take your time, do your homework. But consider this. If you're an expanding small or a medium-sized business and you need to bring on the staff whilst maintaining cost efficiencies around time and labour, in some cases, enlisting a bit of help outside from a recruitment agent to reduce overall expenditure on hiring could be a strategic decision. And you need to weigh that up in all cases. Similarly, it may be strategically beneficial to do it yourself. Again, do the homework. Point four, do you trust your recruitment agent? Trust is something that can never be bought or sold. It has to be earned. Now, this could be something as simple as a gut feeling or more methodical, okay? But in all cases, if you don't trust your agent, you're not going to get along well with them. Very simple. Don't be afraid to put them on the spot to ensure you're comfortable with their skills and their abilities. Ask them what they know of the industry you work in. Or if they're not sure, how they will research it. Do they have contacts in this area, be it candidates or people who they can resource off? What do they understand of the labour market in this industry? What are the issues affecting the supply of candidates? Things like that. Ask questions, get to know them. Build up that trust and let the recruitment agent earn your trust. Always look over the terms of business that they offer you and don't be afraid to question it in detail. And finally, make sure the agent asks plenty of questions about your business. Because going back to point one, remember, we were looking for someone that engages well with our business. And if we could put someone up that asks a lot of questions and becomes an informed agent, they will be more likely to bring on an appropriate candidate. And finally, what's the value add? To any small, medium business, it's not just down to what person or what candidate an agency can put in front of them, but what additional assistance can be offered as a complement to the service. Now, there's a few things that we can mention that will separate a good recruitment agent from a not-so-good one. And these are the points that take them over and above the standard transactional recruitment. Things like helping you prepare the job description, maybe even assisting you with the candidate interviews, helping you out with the type of questions to ask, as well as sitting in on the interview as a guide, handling the salary or the rate negotiations, rates particularly for contract and temp staff, assist with a first day to-do list, an onboarding help, preparing the candidate for their first day at work, maybe even a guarantee on the placement, say a three-month guarantee, which means that if within 3 months the person leaves for a specific reason or reasons, then the agent may be able to find someone for you at either a no cost or a greatly reduced cost. How about assisting with the preparation of your internal practices so you can do it yourself? And that's something that, as a recruitment consultant myself, something that was very important for me to do things like that, and that's the crux of my business. Look at the current recruitment habits and advise on changes or just general advice. And information on the hiring aspect of your business and how it works. These kind of value add should be the final tick in the box for you. And that decision-making process in putting on a recruitment agent And the measure of a good agency should be decided within those 5 points. Ultimately, though, by following a guideline, a process of identifying a top agent, will you make sure that the choice of a recruitment agent is clear, precise, and ultimately beneficial? More importantly, though, it will make sure that you and your recruiter both understand where you're coming from, what you are looking for in a candidate, and what the agent is going to do for you. That's where the savings in time, savings in the bottom line, and the saving of stress will be significant and beneficial, because you have someone working for you. Do the homework. Follow the guidelines. Ask those questions, and you'll get the top agent. Thanks very much. This is Scott Brown.